GNN, always keep in mind that everything should be considered rumor. Judy disclaimer, please be aware that I report the news as I find it. Try to credit articles with their original author and am not responsible for content. Information in the posts or articles from social media sites that I quote may or may not be true. I report this information for educational or entertainment purposes only and not as fact. I encourage you to do your own research and make up your own mind as to what is happening in this great war of good against evil. Over. Restored Republic via a GCR update as of Friday, July 10, 2026. Compiled Friday, July 10, 2026 by Judy Byington, judybyington.com. Klaus Schwab and World Economic Forum raided by Trump's Global Military Alliance. Over 400 globalists forfeited corporate assets to Restored Republic Treasury. Their plans for enslavement of humanity are no more. Judy note, Thursday, July 9, 2026, early morning, Trump's Global Military Alliance took down the World Economic Forum, WEF, in Geneva, Switzerland and their plans for a total enslavement of humanity, digital ID implementation, collapse of world domestic supply chains and man-made diseases leading to global lockdowns. Founder of the WEF Klaus Schwab was vanished, while over 400 high-ranking corporate executives and unelected globalist officials were handed unconditional surrender orders. They were given hours to sign the full forfeiture of their corporate assets to the Restored Republic Treasury, or face immediate processing under military maritime law. Thursday, July 9, 2026, 5:01 p.m. EST, Iran's Central Military Command declared the official reclosure of the Strait of Hormuz. The mass media claimed it was because of ceasefire violations, but the Hormuz bottleneck was deployed the exact moment the final encryption keys of the old financial framework SWIFT were permanently extracted and the global currency reset took over. Thursday, July 9, 2026, in early morning EST, Trump's inner circle went completely dark. No leaks. No statements. No explanations. Meanwhile, the war room was fully operational with restricted files unlocked, classified transmissions active and intelligence missions moving. Nizar Jazara on Telegram. This week Trump's Global Military Alliance has been escalating their mass arrests in over 200 nations. An elite cyber command unit acting under global antitrust military warrants forced entry into the primary database complex of Aladdin. Aladdin is the multi-trillion dollar AI asset algorithm owned by BlackRock that dictated the prices of your food, your fuel, and your rent. The centralized engine that was programmed to artificially buy up entire family neighborhoods, weaponize corporate boards, and manipulate the global cost of living has been permanently defanged from the global core. The encrypted logs coming out of the seized mainframe confirm that over 3.8 million private residential titles and agricultural deeds, systematically sucked into corporate shell accounts over the last decade, have been frozen by the alliance. The ownership vectors are being systematically detached from the corporate registry to be returned to the sovereign population. At the exact same time, the AI pricing engine that engineered artificial economic scarcity is completely locked out, meaning the Matrix has officially lost its brain. Mr. Poole on Telegram. Thursday, July 9, 2026, a joint military intelligence task force called the Alpine Command combined with European White Hats to raid the subterranean World Economic Forum headquarters, WEF, in Geneva, Switzerland. They extracted from servers the final layout for a total biomechanical enslavement of humanity. Encrypted bank logs exposed a secret web of private wires routing over $82 billion from global black budgets directly into the private accounts of 12 prominent Western leaders. Evidently, by the end of this year the WEF, with help from the 12 Western leaders, were planning to force digital ID implementation through a synchronized collapse of the world domestic supply chains. They also planned a global lockdown for this last winter from a disease X, but their codes had been overwritten by the new quantum system that has been actively controlling cabal satellites. On Thursday, the Alpine Command immediately vanished. Klaus Schwab and over 400 high-ranking corporate executives and unelected globalist officials were given hours to sign a full forfeiture of their corporate assets to the Restored Republic Treasury, or face immediate processing under military maritime law. Davos was falling Thursday night. Since Friday, May 1, 2026, the new gold-slash-asset-backed quantum financial system has been 100% live across the globe. A controlled blackout across 10 major global hubs transitioned the planet from the corrupt SWIFT servers to the quantum financial system. Now there would be a grounding of all transatlantic flights for a 24-hour verification window. No planes could move until the new ISO 20022 metal-backed currency protocols were verified at the 14 operational redemption centers. There were 34 deep state historic structures from the Vatican to Geneva and Wuhan, were already isolated on the military grid, with financing lines dead. The Bitcoin servers housing their offshore accounts were mapped and scheduled for permanent termination. Thursday, July 9, 2026, at dawn the Quantum Financial System, QFS, bypassed the central bank gatekeepers and mapped the XIM historical assets onto the sovereign digital ledger. Thursday, July 9, 2026, at exactly 5:01 p.m. EST, Iran's Central Military Command declared the official reclosure of the Strait of Hormuz. The closure of the strait happened at the exact moment the final encryption keys of the old financial framework were permanently extracted. Banks printing and using fiat currency have been seized as troops enforce this global currency reset nationwide. Activation of the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS, was imminent. EBS messages would be followed by 10 to 12 days of controlled blackouts and temporary martial law, all to shield civilians while truth flooded every TV, phone, radio and computer screen across the world via the Starlink satellite system. When the EBS hits, you'll witness the fall of the media, banks, elite and their demonic empire. Thursday, July 9, 2026, situation update, Byington bombshell report. Global currency reset to gold-slash-asset-backed currencies of 209 nations in effect, before its news, before, its, news.com. Thursday, July 9, 2026, move along, nothing to see here. Just the BBC reporting the collapse of WTC Building 7. 20 minutes before it actually collapsed. While it was still standing in the background. Yeah, not suspicious at all. Laboratory of Secrets, Q. on Telegram. Thursday, July 9, 2026, Phase 1 complete, 12,713 clones flagged, 6,421 already gone, Laboratory of Secrets, Q, on Telegram. Thursday, July 9, 2026, Ben Fulford, in 2011, George Bush SR ordered the earthquake and tsunami on Japan using HAARP and frequency weapons. This earthquake caused the Fukushima nuclear disaster. 9,759 deaths, 6,242 injured, 2,553 people missing were reported, Laboratory of Secrets, Q, on Telegram. Thursday, July 9, 2026, in an enormous victory, FBI Director Kash Patel announces the pipeline to create fentanyl has been shut down in Mexico and worldwide, saving tens of thousands of Americans, Caroline Levitt on Telegram. Friday, July 3, 2026, Jazara/Nizara protocols broadcast, all mortgages, credit cards and student loans linked to usury were frozen for liquidation. Saturday, July 4, 2026, Quan Financial Keys overrode the legacy mainframe of the Vatican Bank and the assets of the corrupt were seized and redistributed to the Humanity Reclamation Fund. Sunday, July 5, 2026, at 6:13 a.m. EST Operation Mass Arresto 705 began, 847 federal judges, 456 CIA officials, 234 senators/congressmen and 678 FBI officials arrested. Global liquidity release. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 14:10 EST, the physical communication lines connecting the Vatican Bank to the legacy SWIFT network were permanently severed by the Alliance Financial Task Force. A worldwide debt jubilee and RV of currencies to gold/asset-backed activated. Law enforcement shifts to natural law protections under concepts of the original constitution. The revaluation, RV, of 209 countries' currencies to be gold/asset-backed comes fully alive. Debt jubilee activation begins for those whose accounts have been cleared. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 6 o'clock EST, on the operational authority of the Federal Reserve System was permanently neutralized by an alliance-backed financial task force. The old banking cartels officially lost their primary encryption keys, and the operational timeline for the next 72 hours has been locked into the live network. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 15:44 EST, a joint task force of Alliance White Hats permanently overrode the primary server matrix of the old NORAD tracking grid. The legacy deep state operators officially lost their administrative clearance codes, and the entire orbital surveillance migrated onto the secure quantum Starlink system. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, the SWIFT routing hubs in Brussels and London are scheduled for an irreversible protocol disconnect. The central banks will likely report this as a major regional internet blackout or a transatlantic fiber optic breakdown. The reality is a hard quantum override, Any institution failing to meet the gold-backed ISO 20022 standard will have its liquidity clearance certificates revoked by midnight. Thursday, July 9, 2026, the core databases managing private consumer liabilities are being systematically decoupled from public identities. The ledger files for millions of mortgages, auto loans, and high-interest credit lines engineered through fractional reserve fraud are transitioning to a zero-balance state. The corporate banks are losing their administrative authority codes, leaving them legally unable to enforce foreclosures or collections. Global celebration protocols enabled. Local communities organize freedom assemblies to distribute the first wave of restoration funds. Friday, July 10, 2026, the distribution nodes for Tier 4B liquidity are officially entering active status under the global enforcement of NYSERA/JASARA. The sovereign assets and gold reserves reclaimed from the legacy trusts are bypassing the commercial banking grid entirely, routing directly into the wealth pipelines of the sovereign citizens. Tuesday, July 14, 2026, the transition begins. Your bank account won't disappear. Your money won't vanish. But the system that enslaved you will be dead. The Federal Reserve? Finished. The IRS? Finished. The old financial order? Finished. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 14:10 EST, the physical communication lines connecting the Vatican Bank to the legacy SWIFT network were permanently severed by the Alliance Financial Task Force. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 15:44 EST, a joint task force of Alliance White Hats permanently overrode the primary server matrix of the old NORAD tracking grid. The legacy deep state operators officially lost their administrative clearance codes, and the entire orbital surveillance migrated onto the secure quantum Starlink system. Tuesday, July 7, 2026, at exactly 6 o'clock EST, the operational authority of the Federal Reserve System was permanently neutralized by an Alliance-backed financial task force. The old banking cartels officially lost their primary encryption keys, and the operational timeline for the next 72 hours has been locked into the live network. Sometime in the next 2 days, a blackout and lockdown will become global in all countries of the world, the 17th letter on Telegram. As we edge closer to Friday 24 and Saturday 25 of July, the Earth Alliance in conjunction with Starlink and other military satellites will unleash the Emergency Broadcast System, EBS. GNN, is it the next 2 days or 24 to 25 or are they not related? Over. Any day now the cabal central banks around the world were anticipating a fiat US dollar collapse. This was necessary for the introduction of the new gold/asset-backed currency on the quantum financial system, QFS. Wednesday, July 8, 2026, marks, the bond people claim they are absolutely receiving 1% of their payout on Friday 10th of July. A source said it is rolling out east to west in Asia has already begun. Thursday, July 9, 2026, U.S. debt clock shift against banking cartel, American Media Group, amgnews.com. Thursday, July 9, 2026, the corporate banking cartels are playing their final, most desperate card to delay the inevitable, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Thursday, July 9, 2026, the Aladdin mainframe has just capsized. Intel confirmed, Mr. Poole on Telegram. The sovereign reset is now unstoppable. See Daily Reports. Thursday, July 9, 2026, the new valuation matrices are initializing. Protocol logs locked, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. See Daily Reports. Thursday, July 9, 2026, the Trump Labor Department says Gavin Newsom owes $22 billion to the American taxpayer, and the bill must be paid. Gavin Newsom is $22 billion in debt to the UI Trust Fund, which means he owes over $22 billion to the American people because of money he borrowed into unemployment insurance. And quite frankly, that bill is eventually going to have to be paid. And right now, people who are holding the bag are business owners in California. Caroline Levitt on Telegram. Thursday, July 9, 2026. The U.S. is considering seizing Karg Island, which is the main seaport for Iran's oil exports. 30 million barrels of oil are stored there, and 90% of their oil exports come through there. We attacked Karg Island last night. We knocked out a piece. I said, don't touch the oil, because maybe we'll take over Karg Island. We may take over Karg Island. And there's not a thing they can do about it. Dan Scavino on Telegram. Thursday, July 9, 2026, Fox News, historic, For the first time ever, NYSE and NASDAQ are ringing the opening bell together from the Oval Office, all to commemorate the launch of the Trump accounts. Every American child born from 2025 to 2028 gets $1,000 to start investing, a real stake in the American economy from day one. 6 million families have already signed up. This is what putting the next generation first looks like. Thursday, July 9, 2026, Kenya withdraws from the WHO because it discovered that the tetanus vaccine was combined with a sterilizing agent. We can no longer afford to trust the World Health Organization. The Supreme Court also suspended Bill Gates' procedural immunity, MAGA Storm report on Telegram. Israel is last, US believes Israel was plotting to kill top Iranian negotiators Galibov and Arachi while Trump administration was in talks with Iran. U.S. officials tipped off regional countries to warn Iran against Israeli plans to target them, NEET reports. Thursday, July 9, 2026, the Alpine Command has just activated. Switzerland is headline news within 24 hours, Tier 4B ISO 20022 on Telegram. The World Economic Forum headquarters in Geneva has just gone dark. The mainstream press pool is being told it's a routine scheduled system maintenance. Klaus Schwab has vanished from the public eye. See Daily Reports. Out.